At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
From a competition to a pleasure run and all the stops in between, we cover it all here at Coon Hunting Media.
Houndsman Advantage is a proud sponsor of the Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Houndsman Advantage is the premier digital scoring solution for the competition hunter. The app gives the necessary tools to score in competition or track your dog's hunting performance while on pleasure hunts. Imagine the benefit of having this tool at your fingertips on every hunt. Some of the features included within the app are a scorecard view, a summary view with tree timers for up to four dogs. There is no more calculating split strike and tree points manually. They are preloaded within the app. Cumulative scores will be automatically totaled with current plus, minus, circle, or deleted points after each scoring situation. The app includes the full rules for UKC, PKC, Pro Sport, and AKC. A search function is included which allows you to find specific rules instantly. The app allows you to scratch or withdraw a dog at any time during the cast. When the app is running under the UKC rules, it will automatically scratch a dog that has reached the scratchable amount of minus points. The app includes a kennel function for personal information such as registration numbers and entry cards. You can also store analytics on your dog's accuracy, win percentages, and much, much more. Even though the app has been tailored with the competition hunter in mind, the pleasure hunter has not been left out. You can set up pleasure hunts that track up to two dogs' performance at a time. You can keep totals on accuracy, whether good or bad. This will be broken down to the game scene, dens, slicks, and so on. When you register on the app, you are given a one-week free trial. Within the app, navigate to the news and updates section. There, you will find a video that will walk you through how to use the entire app. Don't lose a cast because you didn't know the score or you had the wrong score. Give yourself the advantage, the Houndsman advantage. The app is available for download at the App Store and Google Play.
Cajun Outdoors is the official light sponsor of Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Cajun Lights has been in business since 1986, making them one of the oldest hunting light companies in the industry. Any listeners from this area knows the level of quality and reputation that came with the Cajun Light. Cajun Outdoors is quickly reclaiming their spot at the top of the modern hunting light industry. Their recipe for success is listening to customers' needs and wants. If you're looking at a Cajun light and don't see exactly what you want, pick up the phone and call the owner, L.W. Nixon. He will make the light that you want become a reality. Customization is not a problem with Cajun lights. You don't have to worry about cheap foreign parts from box stores. There are no worries about tariffs. All their lights are made right here in North Carolina in the great USA. The key mission statement of Cajun lights is, when you as a customer spend your hard-earned money with us, We'll stand behind what we sell. We will be here for years to come. The current light lineup is the premium light that is tailored specifically to the competition coon hunter, the Cajun Blinder. It comes with a choice of either bright white or natural main beam with four levels of brightness. Super bright dual white walk lights with spot flood combo for great visibility while walking and searching. Super bright red light with high-low option. Super bright amber with high-low option. Intense bright green laser. Burn time on high is 5 to 6 hours. Clip mounted for easy removal and changing of various hats. Weighs 18 to 21 ounces depending on hat style. The other quality lights they include are the Cajun Rover Rule, the Cajun Bayou 2, the Cajun Micro Gator. All Cajun lights come with a 2-year warranty along with a lifetime labor warranty. Most of the guys at Coon Hunting Media have ran Cajun lights since childhood. Cajun lights, try one and experience an elite light from a brand that has been around for years. Call them at 888-773-3080 or visit their website at cajunlights.com.
Briar Creek Kennels, feed and hunting supply store, owned by Chris Girth, located in Hemera, Indiana. Briar Creek carries all your pet supplies and is the headquarters for all your hunting dog gear. Never get caught in the dark. They carry Outlaw Lights, Superior Lights, and their own Briar Creek Light brand. They are an authorized Garmin and Dogtra dealer. They offer hunting apparel by Yoder Nylon, Southside Hunting Gear, Dan's, Razor, and their own Briar Creek branded gear. Dog boxes include Old Dry Pond and Diamond Deluxe, AGM thermals, engraved nameplates, dog collars, and leads are just a few of the many other offerings you can get from Briar Creek. Visit the store in person or shop online at www.shopbriarcreek.com or check them out at the major events. Their direct business number is 812-383-9489. Briar Creek Kennels Feed and Hunting Supply Store.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Coon Hunting Media Podcast. We've got the guys sitting around right here. Before we jump into this episode, we'll let Johnny kick us off with a verse of the week.
Okay, my verse of the week this week is in Romans 8 and 18. If I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us, this verse emphasizes that present hardships and difficulties are insignificant when contrasted with the future glory that will be experienced by believers.
If you are looking for a reliable, safe, clean, and comfortable transporter for your dog, then you need to contact Muddy River Transport. They offer a premium dog hauling experience where your dog's safety and comfort are top priority, and they will go above and beyond the competition. They use their advanced ozone treatment and sterilization machine to thoroughly clean their van at the completion of each run. You can rest assured that your dog will be traveling in an environment that is clean, safe, and hygienic. Their van is climate controlled. All kennel spaces are comfortable, spacious, safe, and secure. Your dog will be comfortable and stress-free during transport. The drivers that will be moving your dog are trained professionals with lots of experience in this field. They are friendly and dedicated that your dog's safety and comfort are top priority throughout their trip. Communication is top-notch. You can rest assured that you will get route updates, dog check-ins, and projected times of arrival, all while taking into consideration your busy schedule. If you are looking for a transport option for your dog and want a stress-free experience with the confidence that your dog will be in a clean, safe, hygienic environment, then call Muddy River Transport today to give your dog the best ride of their life. They believe their customers' dogs deserve to be treated as if they were their own. They are not just dog haulers, they are active houndsmen. They hunt just like you do, and participate in all the major events. Remember the mission statement: travel safe, travel clean, travel comfortable. Every trip, every time with Muddy River Transport. Contact us on Facebook at Muddy River Transport Group or call 1-402-274-7558.
Coon Hunting Media is proudly sponsored by Little T Squatters. Them are the words every competition hunter loves to hear. Your winning coon has just been found. Little T Squatters, owned and designed by Tim Tempton, has set the bar for high quality, dependable, and unmatched performance. From pleasure hunters to extreme competitors, he covers it all with his five elite models. Original Little T, the Triple Threat, the Double Shot, the Pro Series, and the newly designed Bell Ringer. If you want to enter the woods with confidence, contact his office at 423-562-5333 and become elite.
Saddle Up Canine Cryo is owned by Mr. Bill Scheninger. Bill is located in Delta, Ohio. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep that special stud dog forever. His services include semen collection, freezing, side-by-side shipping, and semen storage. Bill is also the owner of one of the best-known plot kennels in the country, Saddle Up Plots. Saddle Up Plots is home to UKC, PKC, AKC, WTDA, Grand Knight Champion, PR Saddle Up Lazarus. Lazarus accomplished the following accolades in 2021. He was UKC World Champ Plot, Plot Days Isaiah Kid Winner, Purina Breed Winner, Autumn Oaks Breed Champion, APA Breed Days Winner. Fresh chilled and frozen semen is available. Contact Bill directly for all pricing and services information for Canine Cryo and Saddle Up Plots. Bill's phone number is 419-467-7689. Saddle Up Plots, making plots rise again.
Everybody, we have got special guests with us tonight. So it's the Cookville or the Monterey boys, as always. So it's Kyle, Stacy, Johnny, and myself.
I ain't no Monterey boy.
You are tonight. You are about half the time a Monterey boy. So, but we've got our
we don't affiliate.
We've got our main sponsors here with us tonight, and we're glad that they joined us. We got Mr. L.W. Nixon, the owner of Cajun Outdoors, and Mr. Nick Mobley. They've helped us a lot, and we've been wanting to sit down with them guys for a while. Nick and I have been bantering some ideas, and he's got some podcasts we're going to do, some question and answers a little bit later. But we wanted to really get a pick Mr. LW's brain. So thank you, boys, for joining us tonight.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Yes, good to have you on here. So
I got a little background tonight.
What's that?
Nick, he's my backup man.
He's your bad.
He's the plot dog guy.
That could be bad. You will be disowned just as much as Stacy is here. So
I still love you, Stacy.
Thanks, man.
So what we'll do, LW, let's let you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, and before we jump into Cajun, because you guys got a lot of stuff going on outside of the coon hunting world. I mean, you're a busy man.
Oh yeah. So, pretty much a little bit about me is I grew up on a farm and fishing, commercial fishing, on the river here with my daddy. And then as I finished school, I still commercial fished and worked at the fish house. And we sell a little bit of everything. And then got to a point in life, we coon hunted a lot. I mean, we coon hunted as boys, and we grew up and worked and all day and hunted all night pretty much. And I got the opportunity to to run some Cajun lights, and I got dealing with the previous owner, and it worked out. We purchased that, and it's been a new venture for us, and it's turned out good. We had some hills ahead of us that we had to climb to see the top, but I feel like we're finally gaining some headway where we can kind of look over things now a little bit better.
We can see the light now.
Yep, absolutely.
Every time we turn them on, they're good. But now the fish house stuff, it took a little bit for me to grasp. This is a big operation. You guys we're not talking little small fishing stuff here. You guys, when you say commercial, I mean what kind of size do you got? What do you guys do? I mean this you feed a lot of restaurants and stuff, don't you?
Absolutely, we buy fish from the Gulf of Mexico to slam to Canada up and down the East Coast, and we ship and buy from there daily. And
at Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You know, we even import some product, you know, because of the laws and regulations that are pushed on to seafood industry nowadays, you can't hardly make a living on your local waters because of what they're implementing on you.
Really? Yeah, that whole thing, it took me a while to grasp it. Nick, he kept filling me in on a lot of that stuff. So I'm like, man, this is a big, big operation. So,
we have 18 trucks and we run them every day, and you know, once you're in any business long enough, you learn your crawl stocks and where to pick up stuff and send trucks to. And we hit a lot of crawl stocks up and down the East Coast from Slam to Boston, Massachusetts, right around the Miami, Florida. So we're buying fish every day, and we know when they hit the crawl stocks, when they're coming up, and where we can pick them up at, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's impressive. And then you have time to not sleep and then run a light business on top of that, and a full outdoor store.
Yeah, well, that kind of turned into a little more than I expected or anticipated to start with. I thought it was going to be kind of a side hustle, but I've never really done nothing half-tail, and I've always liked to play at the top of my game. And, you know, it's treated me well. I try to treat people like I like to be treated, and you know, I've got good people like Nick that's on my side and that back me and support me, and it goes a long ways when you got more than one mouth talking about you, you know. And then the customers, once they get good service and get a good light and get out here shining it and doing things, it just goes a long way, and it's just consistently growed and growed and growed, and it's been a blessing.
We're glad you decided to venture over and take over the Cajun Lights, because we've said it on a lot of our podcasts. We grew up hunting with Cajun Lights, and we've had them from way, way back in the day. So you guys tell our listeners a little bit about, if you will, the history of Cajun, what you know, and then let's kind of – we'll jump over to kind of when you took it over, and like I said, I think you rebuilt it from the ground up is what it, in my opinion.
Pretty much. So the best we can figure is it started in 1986 by Mr. Bobby Barber and his wife in Louisiana. I have talked to several people that said they knew him and talked about how fine of a fella he was. I have try to get his phone number, contact him. I drive down there just to talk to him, because he had a heck of a reputation in the coon hunting world.
He did.
And built a very tough light. And you know what's funny is I get guys, like yesterday a guy called me and say, I got one of these lights here, you know, and he gets talking about it, and I'm like, oh, do you realize how old that light is? he's like, no, I really don't know. I'm like, that light was in the early 1990s or something like that. And he's like, is it that old? I'm like, it's the light you're telling me about it, because I've got an article that a customer of mine sent me one time, and, you know, just talking about the lights and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, this is kind of crazy that these lights are that old and they're lasting.
Still running.
And people are, the batteries are dying and stuff like that. And we don't build, you know, no lights no more, you know, with the big old box style or whatever it may be.
Oh, those lights are a thing of the past. I mean, unless you got a good one that's lasted, they're no more.
Oh, I get it. But I think there's a lot of sentimental value because, I mean, and, you know, I ain't trying to put the cart ahead of the horse here, but, you know, I think a lot back growing up and, you know, when your daddy takes you hunting and he brings you up in the woods and, you know, you start doing things and then something happens and he don't hunt no more and you start thinking, okay, this light means a little bit more to me than anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's a lot of what I see is guys like, hey, my dad left this to me, my granddad left this to me, and stuff like that. So it brings it to a whole different level.
That's a good point. If I could get my hands on one, I mean, I can remember the trips in the woods with my dad and my uncle. I had one uncle. He's still living, that uncle is. He's the one that would go to his house, eat breakfast every day, but he always had, Stacy, remember those lights? He was a gator man. And then he went to the Stingers, and if I could have some of those, I mean, those are just things I remember, all those hunts, and he carried us all over the woods, I mean, for years, and they can't go no more, but that's what they always had. They were the best of the best back then, and that's what they kept.
I have my old Cajun headpieces.
Do you?
I got a couple of them. The old blue ring headpieces.
So, you know, I've told this story many times before. You know, no belt lights, you would take your hat off and just lay the light right across your shoulders where it shined the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the cap lights, you don't really do that. It's got to stay on your head. So me and my daddy were hunting one night, and my daddy is no old man by no means. I mean, he's getting some age on him. And we had shot a coon out, and I chained the dogs up, and we were on the way out the woods, and he was in there, you know, they're fascinated with these cell phones and sending videos to their buddies about, hey, I'm doing this tonight. They send videos and yada, yada, yada. And that's great. I mean, I'm glad he's enjoying it. Well, I was walking out the woods, and I was almost to the field because we were coming out of a swamp. So you always try to find the easiest path of resistance to get out of there. And I remember saying, LW. And just by the tone of his voice, I knew that was an issue coming.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, sir. He said, you wait right there. I said, all right. And he looked at me, and I said, boy, you fuss at me, because he had a cap light on. It was the voodoo light we had. I said, cut your light off when you get on my tail, because I knew I was in trouble by the tone of his voice. And he looked at me. He said, let me tell you one thing. Let's get this straight right now. I said, yes, sir. He said, I toted your tail around these swamps of many a night. He said, I never left you behind. I never let you go underwater. I mean, that's all we got around here. I mean, Nick can testify. He's got it worse than we do. But, I mean, it's all water. And he said, I never left you behind. He said, I never let you get wet. He said, I toted you around here many a night. He said, now that I'm getting older and a little bit slower, he said, and you're the lead man around here, he said, I expect the same from you. He said, do you understand me? And I said, yes, sir, I sure do. He said, fair enough, let's go to the truck. So we went on to the truck, loaded dogs. But, I mean, it was that simple, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, and those are things you won't ever forget. And like I said.
No, absolutely not.
And like me, I can picture those nights. I can picture two of my uncles. I can picture them standing out there, and they had their old Cajun lights on always. And that's just a memory. I'll carry those memories to the day I die with them. So that's cool stuff.
It's like Hannah, you know. That's my oldest daughter, and she grew up hunting with me in the swamps, and we get to a swamp run, and I would kind of test it to see if I could make it across it. Well, I'll never forget. I would put her on my shoulders, and I might get Emma, which is my littlest one, and I would take her across on my shoulders. But one particular night, I remember getting this swamp, and I walked it, and I was like, okay, I'm good. I didn't have it about 2 inches of clearance, and I was going to be over my boots. Mm-hmm. And I walked to the edge of the bank there, and I grabbed Hannah, and I put her on my shoulder. And when I stepped, I felt the bottom break underneath of me. And I started grabbing stuff out of my pockets and chunking it to my daddy on the dry ground. And she sunk me, and I went over my boots, and I'm like, baby, I'm wet. I said, when I tell you to jump, I'm gonna lunge, and I'm gonna throw you to the other bank. I was already wet, but I was sinking, so I couldn't get my boot up to walk across.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the issue. And then I went back and got Emma, and I got all my stuff, and we went on in there and got the coon and come back out. But when I come back home that night, I told Hannah, baby, I said, I love you. I said, you're getting a little bit too big for me to tote you through the woods on my shoulders anymore. I said, we're going to have to find a pair of hip boots to help you navigate a little bit better. So we come home that night, and I ordered a pair of hip boots for her. This was back before I owned Cajun. And they come in, and that was nice, you know, not to have to worry about toting her. Because I remember coming out one night, I think I had one of them in my arms and one of them on my shoulders. And Daddy's like, I don't know how in the world you walked through the swamps into that. I'm like, but I ain't going to let them get wet. Because, you know, little boots on kids, they don't go too far. They over their water if you're hunting in any water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're not going to get very deep. I tried that the other night. I jumped up on Stacy's back, and he's like, you're too big to be carried across the lake. No, I'm kidding.
That was about 2 years ago. I carried Tyler across the swamp. Big river down in South Carolina. It was awful.
Oh, when you... Yeah, that's... I don't know how you boys...
The dam broke down with me, remember?
Mm-hmm. You carried Tyler?
Yeah. I
think well, he's grew a lot here the past few years. He was little this year.
He was round and short.
I'm going to tell you about Arnold. I had it bad over on this side of the sound till I went with Nick one night. Now, he got some ground. You feel like Mario and Luigi. You're hitting tussins and they're sinking underneath of you. And I mean, it's like the gunky stuff. And I come out of there, I mean, I was full blown sweat. And Nick's like, what took you so long? And I will give him credit. He's about to walk in this cat I've ever seen through some of the toughest ground. He will leave you.
Well, it is. He's hunting plot dogs, so he has to keep up.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
He's trying to put him on a track.
He's walking him through the woods, you know, trying to find a cool
easy.
He woke up.
Yeah, we're just making sure you're still there, buddy.
He was napping.
Does he walk pretty fast, though, LW?
He does. He's a heck of a lead man in the woods. I mean, this past summer, I had a little episode, and I looked, and he was way the heck ahead of me, and I was like, it was hot. I mean, I come out, and I mean, I was soaking wet. It was full-blown sweat. I mean, he can move through the woods. I will give him 100% credit for that.
I don't know.
He's a man you want on your team if you got to go through something like that, because he's got you.
I don't know if you can consider that a lead man, because Kyle does the same thing. Lead man don't leave his team behind, and I'm picturing Nick doing like Kyle. All you see is his light going over the ridge.
I'm just making sure there's no danger in front of everybody.
Well, we don't know because you don't come back and check on him.
He makes sure the path's good for you. He's going to bulldoze the path for you. I mean, he's that good about it.
That's why.
If you stay behind him, you ain't got no briars or much to worry about. I mean,
I do the same thing.
He's knocked it down. I don't know what Kyle does for you, but I'm just saying what Nick does for me.
I'm so skinny, I don't mow nothing.
Kyle's so small, you don't know he went through it.
It don't help any.
I leave no trace behind.
But yeah, I'm like a big bulldozer going through there, you know, big as I am.
I see Nick go through a thicket. I'm going right behind him, right in the middle of that thicket. It may look rough, but I know he's unbarking for me. I mean, he's like a D6 in there when he hits it. I mean, he's coming with it.
Well, that'd be the guy I'd be following. But, yeah, that's not how Kyle treats us. Which we have heels and stuff. We don't even know which way he went. It's like, well, just get to the truck, wait on us, because we're coming.
Every now and again, Nick gets way ahead of me, he'll holler at me, and I'll know where he is. If I can ever pick back up on his track where he is, I mean, that's the least of my worries, is knowing I got a way in or a way out. I mean, he's just good on his feet, and I think that's a natural knack when you get walking through the woods. You got some people that can push it and make paths for you, and you got some like Kyle that are just ducking and dodging everything, and you got to try to figure out the trail because it's crooked.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, one thing about over there, I've not hunted over there any, but I picture here, we've got, you know, all the mountains, but then we got some areas that we call the Flatwoods. I would imagine it's easy to get turned around over there and all that stuff you guys hunt in. Because you get in the mountains, it's easy to navigate. You don't have much trouble, but you get in these Flatwoods, and I just imagine throwing water and thickets to that. How do you even know where you're going? I mean, do you have to pretty much just work off of a Garmin everywhere you go, or just do you guys have your capabilities to get around?
I would say, you know, and Nick can answer this, but I mean, he's pretty much, you got people that's very well oriented in their direction.
That's how bad it is.
And he may look at it and look back at the truck, and not that I don't trust him, but I always set the truck when I go in. So if I ever feel like I get off track, I'm looking at that truck. Well, I got the dogs on my Garmin, and I walk out with them, you know, kind of see where they are.
Yeah, that's...
LW has not been looking at his Garmin a lot of times because there's been a lot of circles walked around with following me. So I'm just glad he's not looking at his Garmin. He's just following me because there's been probably a couple extra miles added to his walk that he did not realize.
That's what we get into, and then I get onto it with these boys because I'm not allowed to carry the Garmin. These young boys always have to have it because they're glued to it everywhere they go. And then about half the time, I'm over here like, you sure we're going the right way? Because this just don't even feel right. And about half the time, they are wrong.
No.
So that brings it another thing. I remember hunting with an older fellow.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Right here, when I started hunting, it was compasses. And my daddy made sure we knew how to run a compass. And we went to this old fella, they called him Slick Willie. That was his name, Slick Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And I never forget, we come out the woods one night, and I said, Slick Willie, we going the right way? He said, yes, sir, son, just follow me. We wind up on the next hard top road down the swamp run. And we had to call somebody. We had to knock on the door to get somebody to come pick us up, mm-hmm. to pick the dogs up and stuff, take us back right into the other road. We went out completely different. He forgot to set the compass pointer the right way. And he thought he had us right, but it won't right.
Well, when I was young, Dad had us in the woods, and I hunted a lot. I did a lot of hunts, 16, 17-year-old. I traveled a lot hunting, and I used a compass all the time. I learned how, and Dad always taught me, he said, don't worry about where you come out at, just come out on the road somewhere. And we find a main road, I put my compass that direction, that's where I'd hunt to. When I come back out, I might have to walk a mile, but I'd come out on the road somewhere. And I carried one up to a few years ago, I carried one. I always carried mm-hmm. one with me.
We always had our Cajun lights, or we had two different lights we hunted with, Cajun or Sunburst. That was the ones back in the day, and we always would have our suspenders and compass. We'd always carry one on our light suspender gallus, and then we'd always have our big compass that we'd keep in our bag. But yeah, the days of hunting.
I remember
compass,
Daddy raising us up, and that was, you know, it's something you never forget because the dogs, you know, treat is like them dogs are treated, such a compass. And he wouldn't leave. He would set his, but he would make us set ours to go in there. And then he's like, all right, y'all lead it out, because he wanted to make sure he had taught us right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my daddy used to do that to us, and that'd always make you nervous. Cause
yeah, because, you know, it's easy. You know, people don't realize that when you get looking up a tree and you get circling a tree looking for a coon, he's like, because sometimes I'll catch him now. He don't set no compass. He trusts fully in me with this Garmin. And he'd be like, you going the wrong way. I'm like, you go the way you want to, but it's the way I'm going. I said, I set that truck when I come in here. And he'd be like, I reckon I'll follow you.
I've walked so many circles in these mountains. It's awful. I never was going to get around. I could not get around.
See, and so
I carried one of the big beep-beep systems. Turkey hunting.
He did.
I couldn't get around. Now,
I remember
I'm pretty. I'm pretty good now. I knew all right now, but I was awful.
I remember them days. The old Quick Tracks and Wildlife and 3000s or whatever. And
I was tickled to death when they come out with that little small tracker system at Wilma's side with two flip-out antennas. You know, I carry it deer hunting everywhere.
Yeah, because we would. We put a collar in the
truck,
lay it on the dash of the truck, and go hunting.
Yeah, so, I remember one time I hunted a field trial in West Virginia, and, I mean, they were just as good of boys as you wanted to meet while we were hunting. But we won a lot of the awards there. And when we got through, all them boys left. And I had one dog that didn't want to give it up that day. And we were field trialing, you know, fox dogs, coyote dogs. And I was sick as a dog. I mean, just as sick as it gets. And I had to go down in that holler and grab that dog. But I tied an old beep beep collar to the dog box. I'm like, ain't no way I'm getting lost in here today the way I feel. So I went down, I changed the number and I tracked her, and I went down there and got her, and I come out with her on my shoulders, but I was tracking back to my truck to get back up. I'm like, it don't take much to get lost anymore.
No.
Mm-mm.
One of the big problems we had, though, is when I was growing up, Dad, he's a walking compass. You could take him anywhere, blind, drop him off, he could come back to the truck.
He could.
He just knows his directions. How he done it, I had no clue. And I always followed him. But I had to learn that. That's a hard.
Yeah, Stacy didn't pay a lot of attention. That was his problem.
I did not.
Would you ever believe that, Nick? That he don't pay attention to detail?
No, I never believed that.
So Nick and LW, I know you guys are pretty much always together. Tell us a little bit about how long you guys have known each other, and was you all buddies before Cajun, or when did that come about? Y'all hunted together for a long time, or?
I'll let you talk, Nick, because you were kind of the one that brought all this together with me and you.
So, I grew up, my dad was a big upland hunter, quail hunter. He would quit his job if he didn't have opening day of quail season, and that's what, when I turned 16, I got a setter puppy and a dog box for my 16th birthday, and that's what got me into dogs and whatnot. And so,
is that why you and Chip are so tight?
No, I don't have Boykins.
You Boykins spaniels.
Yep, that's right.
Sorry about that. I had to.
Oh, I knew that was coming. But so I had a good friend in high school, Justin Brinson, and his dad, Brad Brinson, they had some really good walker dogs, and they really got me into the coon hunting, and I started going with them all the time. And so when, up until I went to work for the sheriff's office in my home county, when I was there, I kind of got out of coon hunting because I was looking at another job, and I went to work for the North Carolina Marine Patrol. And had to move to the Outer Banks, and I sold all my coon dogs then. And because if you know anything about the Outer Banks, there's no place to coon hunt. And I was moving to a new area, didn't really know anybody, and I had a big passion for waterfowl hunting too. And what I did is, me and one of my coworkers at the time, we started a guide service, and I had an old. The boys at work used to pick on me because we'd be out working at night, and I would carry my old Pro Light coon light. And Justin and Brad always wore Cajuns, so I had a big understanding of how good the Cajun light was. And one morning we were carrying some duck hunters out, and I had a guy with me. His name's Mark Bullard. Me and him were talking, and I said, my coon light went out, and we couldn't find a duck blind. It was foggy, and I said, if I had my coon light, I could find that duck blind. And he said, man, you ought to look into Cajun lights. And I was like, well, man, I went with a Pro Light because it was made here in North Carolina at the time when I bought it. And my family owning a grocery store, and I've always been about shopping local and buying local stuff. And he's like, man, Cajun's in North Carolina now. It's right across the sound from where we're hunting. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, Mr. L.W. Nixon bought it. I got his phone number. And we're sitting in duck blind, and he calls L.W. up and says, hey, look, I got a guy looking, wanting a light. So working with the Marine Patrol, I was actually an inspector for the seafood industry that LW, and I knew some LW's family, but I didn't really know LW because he's a jack of all trades. He's the type of person that he could do anything. If he sees it one time, he can do it. And that's just the type of person he is. And so he was, sometimes he was in the fish house. I had seen him around, but I never dealt with him. And so I called him one day and I said, look, I'm looking a lot and I'm duck hunting. This is what I'm doing. And I actually met with him at his house. Me and my girlfriend went over there and I sit down and probably spent a couple hours with him just talking about the light companies, telling me he had just purchased it. And we went. And after that, so actually after I bought the light, I had an issue with the switch. And it's the reason I buy local. And I called him. I said, hey, I've got an issue with the switch. He said, I know exactly what's wrong with it. Bring it up here right now if you can. I brought it to him. He fixed it right then. And all it was the nut on the switch had backed out. And so I felt ignorant because I didn't fix it myself. But me and him were sitting there talking. We got talking about coon hunting. I said, man, I used to coon hunt all the time. I love it. And I wish I could get back into it. And he said, well, come on and go coon hunting with me sometime. And I was, so we're just making small talk. And I said, do you ever go to the Grand American? And he said, yeah, I go every year now since I bought the company. And I was like, well, man, if you ever need any help. And just as soon as it came out of my mouth, he stuck his hand out and he said, you got a job, son. And I said, okay. And that's what basically started it. And I started coon hunting again with him, and I started getting dogs again and messing with, I've got a black and tan here. LW actually found me my first coon dog that I got since I was probably 23, and he found a black and tan, and I'm actually bear hunting now, and he's making a heck of a bear dog. Was making a decent coon dog, but he had a lot of hunt in him. And he was doing good, but I couldn't see him sitting in a pen because the issue we have here where I live is after March, it's hard. You've got to drive 45 minutes to an hour to get away from a bear. And he was gritty enough. I wanted to put him on a bear, and I think he's hooked now. So, but that's the way me and LW got to knowing each other. And I had fished bass tournaments and stuff and been affiliated with several different companies over the years and had been on pro staffs and stuff. And me and him got to talking, and I told him, I said, look, I said, maybe it'd be an idea to get some guys on staff to test lights. And he already had that to a certain extent. And when we started discussing things, he's like, you know, a heck of a lot more than I do about this. You take it and run with it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I'm at now. He still deals with some of the media stuff, but and I'll give a shout out. He was talking about Hannah, his oldest daughter, earlier. We call her Boss Lady. If you need to get up with LW, you call Hannah and tell Hannah to call him, and if he tells you he'll call you right back, tell me to call him. He knows something's wrong if me and Hannah call back to back.
So that's the way to get straight through.
Yep, you can get straight to him. That is 911.
LW is.
And in my defense, I ain't never trying to deny or like put off anybody. But when I see both your numbers hit me back to back, I'm like, there's something going on here. Let me grab this, you know. So it's definitely the 911 call when you see Nick and Hannah both call me. You know something needs immediate attention, or there's something going on that I didn't know about.
Now, how long have you been working together?
This has been what? Several? How many years have you had Cajun now, LW?
6 years.
Wow.
So it's 6 years. It's all the mugs.
Okay. So it's somewhat Nick's fault that we're now passed under your sleeve too.
No, I will say Nick has been probably one of my greatest assets to this company because he has a passion for the sport.
He does.
And he loves the sport. And, you know, I'm a big introvert naturally. Nick's the one that pushes me out of my circle sometimes. That makes me talk, or he can step me up to, like, I got to talk, or he'll call my bluff on something in a minute. I mean, Nick has zero issues. I mean, we're best friends, but we're also like brothers. I mean, he'll call an ace of ace in a heartbeat, and he'll call me out on something and just, like, you know, if he's got an issue with something I've done, or he don't like the way I've done something, I mean, there's one thing I can say about it, and this is the way I feel about anything in life. I don't like sugarcoating. I don't like no gray area. I like black and white. Mm-hmm. If you don't like something I'm doing, tell me. And, you know, I love him like a brother, and if he don't feel right with something, he'll call my hand just as sure as anything. And he has. I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from him, but he is just as straight up and honest as it gets. And if he don't know, he ain't going to tell you some BS. He's going to be as straight up and honest with it as it can be.
Yeah, that's the way it needs to be. I'm right there with you on that. I'd rather know where I stand on something, because if somebody's got a problem with something, just get it out there and get it over with and then go on.
Yeah, you're blessed.
What's it?
Well, I sleep good at night knowing that I've got somebody that stands behind me that's going to call my hand on something that I've done wrong or whatever it may be. I mean, it means a lot to me.
That's how Jason does me. He calls my hand a lot.
I do. you just do it. It's like, I love you, but
he calls everybody.
This is the way it's going to be.
Everybody.
I have to. Somebody has to be that person.
You're that person. We know you.
Well, I also heard today, Stacy said, I am so glad he got a – Don't you dare go shut down.
I'm going to shut you down if you're going for it, I think. Go ahead.
Hey, calling your hand.
Go ahead.
Well, he just told me he was so tickled you got rid of that plot dog. Oh. So now they could get wins on that blue tick because they had a handler.
Well, let me tell you how.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This person, now, Nick, this is what I need. So this plot dog's leaving, but I'm going to have two straws of his daddy coming in Jason's tank this week.
Oh, no.
So we need to find a good female to breed to keep that in mind.
So I don't
we're working on it.
So, I don't know if...
So I'll have you some good stuff to breed with out of my old stock. We'll be rocking on that now.
I don't know if you heard the story, LW, why he's getting rid of the plot dog, right? Did you hear the story back in... how long ago was that one?
About 2 months ago.
We were doing a podcast or something, wasn't we? Or you know, you were somewhere. You were out of town.
Yeah,
and you called me in panic.
I was going hunting.
And you called panicking, going crazy that I need to go get your dog because he was on top of Tyler's truck.
Audrey's car.
Oh,
no, he was on Audrey's car at that time. It was on the Cadillac. He had got off.
Well, Stacy told me the whole story now. He only told y'all a half story. He said that the reason the plot dog was under the truck and on the truck because it was after a coon that y'all's blue ticket run by.
Okay. That's not what I saw. I saw a cat. But so it was okay when it was his car. It was bad enough because Stacy was in his.
Was the blue tick carrying a rifle too? I mean, we'll keep adding.
Yeah, Stacy was. But it was he's got him out on a tie out because the dog was consistently getting out of the pen. He had him on the tie out and then he started taking his collar off. And I'm telling you, the dog can take a collar off just like a human being. And he was out there on top of her car, scratched it all to pieces. So they had a wreck the other day, and they totaled the car. And Stacy has got a $60,000 rental vehicle sitting there in the front yard for the last week. It's already going back. He called me the other day. He said, I'm done. He said, the only other option is get rid of him in the way. I don't need to. So he's leaving. He just got out again, and he's on top of that rental vehicle. Oh. And it was brand new. It's brand new.
All jokes aside, I've hunted with some good blue tick dogs that were bear dogs, but all jokes aside, y'all have got my interest up on the blue ticks.
We try to do that. They are the best breed of everyone.
You know, I ain't never owned one till I bought that one from y'all.
Well, we were flipping through videos the other night. Nick was making this little thing up, and I forgot about all those videos. That dog would tree a lot of coons.
He treed a lot of coons.
I mean, he was good.
Oh, I'm not disputing. You know, my thing was so in this business, I've said this and I'll say it again. If you ever wanted to get in business and do something, don't do something you love because it kills everything you had a passion for. And not, you know, just because of time. I mean, Nick gets on me all the time. He's like, when you go on hunting, I'm like, Nick, we got meat lights.
Hey, we're losing you, buddy. Nick, can you hear him?
You got me now?
You're back. Start over on that. Just start back over.
So that brings up another discussion is like, you know, Nick gets on me a lot about, like, when you go and hunt with me, I'm like, Nick, I'm behind on making lights. I mean, we stayed busy all summer. We couldn't keep ahead of lights to save our life. And it's a good problem to have, but when you're in business, you know, your customers are your priority. And Nick's like, when you going hunting? And I'm like, I can't, you know, I'm behind on lights. I got to make this. And he's like, well, I'm going here. I'm going there. And you can't go because you're tied up running a business that's so light business. When coon season kicks in and everybody starts hunting, guess what? Everybody wants a light. So mm-hmm. You're busy making lights because you can't keep up. And I mean, Nick's, like I told you earlier, Nick is straight up with me. He's like, LW said, you're running two full-time businesses. I mean, there were nights that I've never been to bed. I get up at 4 in the morning and I go to work at the fish house. I come home and I'd work till 4 o'clock the next morning, come in the house, get a shower and go back to the fish house, man. Trying to stay up on orders and stuff like that. So it takes away from the pleasure part of it. So, you know, always rule of thumb, if you enjoy something, don't get in business with that game.
Mm-mm. Because it can make you...
Because it takes away the pleasure of it.
Yeah, make you almost despise what you enjoy the most.
Well, I mean, I loved coon hunting. I still love coon hunting. But the problem is when it gets to the point where you can't enjoy it because you feel like, I've been coon hunting. I've made time to go coon hunting with him, and I'll come home and work on lights. And never go to bed. It'd make an old man out of you quick. And I hate to think I'm an old man yet at the age I am. But sometimes I feel like it. I get tired. And I just want to shut it down.
Well, I'll say this, and where he's basically going with that point is he has put his passion for coon hunting behind his passion for serving his customers, and I've seen that. And there's been nights I've called him and say, hey, let's go turn a dog out. And he said, I got three custom lights to build, buddy. I can't go. And he's in that shop. And when I get done, I can text him, hey, now, believe it or not, guys, I did tree a coon with the plot. So, I treed one tonight. And he's like, yeah, I'm finishing up on this last light. And that's one thing that also... And I'll get on the Elite stuff a little bit. Cajun has been a distributor for Elite since May of 2024. And LW called me in. He said, I want you to look into this stuff. Chip's coming to talk with us and tell us about this stuff. And we sit down with Chip. And after he had sat down and went over all this stuff, I looked at Dale and I said, man, this right here has got to be the biggest snake oil that I have ever heard in all my life. I said, I am not going to sell this. And he's like, man, he said, you'll use it on your dogs. I want you to push this stuff. And I said, man, not going to happen. I said, I'm going to have to try it for a month. And I got some essential dog was the first thing I used. And I was using it, and my girlfriend's got the black lab. She's scurrying around the house right now as we speak. And I told her, I said, I'm starting all the dogs here at the house because I've got dogs here at the house, and I've got me and one of my buddies have about 12 head of bear dogs at another location. I said, I'm starting all these dogs here at the house on Essential Dog. I'm supposed to cut back the feed bill. supposed to have all the probiotics, prebiotics. It's supposed to just make a huge difference that you can tell. And I said, I don't believe it. So after 2 weeks, I'm using it, and I was like, I told her, I said, I'm going to put your lab on it. And she's like, no, you're not giving my lab any of that stuff. I was like, okay. After a month, she said, when are you going to start giving that to Allie? So I was like, maybe there is something to this. So I started using their other products. I started using Rebalance instead of penicillin. And you get puppies, you get them eat up on a coon or something like that. And on my bear dogs, they get cuts, and I'm giving them Rebalance now or Restore. And I had a walker puppy. I just got some of my buddies up in the mountains. They're always picking on me because they're straight walker guys. And I told them, I said, they've got two good trail dogs, and they were breeding one of their female trail dogs to another guy that had a real good trail dog. And I said, I'll take a puppy if you get one. And they were excited because they wanted a little, we're doing a DEI experiment. and so I can have a little different color in the dog box. So next time y'all get some, maybe I can get a blue dog in there. I like that dark. I like that, like Punch is dark. So kind of, I'm leaning that direction, but
I'm right there with you on that.
So, but I, so they brought her to me on Thursday. Just as soon as I got her, I started her on Happy Dog Plus. Happy Dog Plus, it will treat and prevent Giardia and Coccidia. When they got home from running dogs here on Sunday, their whole litter had Giardia. The whole litter had it that they had. My pup was the only one that didn't have it.
Really?
And, yep. So there's been a lot of stuff with the Elite. I was not big about selling it to begin with, but I can tell you, and I'm thankful for LW actually listening to Chip sales pitch, even though sometimes it can be hard to listen to. But the Elite products, they work. They're great. I love them. If you come to my house, I've got a cabinet and a drawer that is full. I've probably got just as much at my house as LW has in the store. But it's good, really good stuff. But, and that's one of the things that drew me to LW was the customer service and trying to find products and build products that hunters could appreciate, and customer service, because I can tell you, hunters are the world's worst about tearing stuff up. If you are a diehard hunter, you're going to drive off with a Garmin or a light on your dog box. You're going to tear stuff up. We are destructive. Mm-hmm. And he stands behind his product. And that was what the biggest draw to LW was, that my issue with it, he stood behind it and he fixed it. And I own every light that he has built since he's owned the company, and I have not had an issue yet. And you're going to have issues with anything that you buy. There's going to be bad batches of lasers. There's going to be bad batches of switches. And I mean, we all know post-COVID, you go buy a truck now, you're going to have a recall within the first 90 days. But he stands behind his product, and he loves what he does. And more than probably hunting, he loves making satisfied customers.
Oh, we would definitely agree with that. You guys have been phenomenal, helping us, keeping us geared up. And I mean, heck, we were at Autumn Oaks, and LW was spending half the time over there working on our lights, and there was nothing wrong with them. He was tweaking them to our little preferences. I mean, you guys have got your lights laid out a certain way, and we're like, you know, my personal pick, I just like my switch to do this and this. And we had him over there working on lights the whole time we're out there shooting the bull and enjoying ourselves. He's over there working and just customizing what that really boiled down to.
I guess one of the biggest things on the Cajun, though, is, you know, my dad's 70-year-old. And several years ago, we went up there.
He did. Absolutely.
At the Grand American. And Dad's like, see if they'll let me swap this light, that Rougarou, on once
Corey. And this was before we were any type of affiliation. We
didn't know you. I remember that day. Because I didn't know y'all fellas from nothing.
I come and talk to you, and he's like, here you go. And I'm like, what I owe you. And would not let, we tried away with pay you. You would not let us pay you. And he still has the light today.
Yep.
I've got pictures of him the other day. I think I sent Nick one. Dad sitting on a log with light on.
Mm-hmm. And that was, and actually that's just the customer service side. He was making that old man, which was our daddy, a happy camper. I mean, he made him happy out of that.
Never know who he was.
Yeah. No, that's, we appreciate it. But you guys have.
Well, my thing is I know how daddy is. I mean, you know, whether it's my daddy or your daddy or Nick's daddy or whoever it is, you know, if he's hunting with you, I appreciate the old school and everything they've taught us through the times to make us the men we are today. I do appreciate that. I have a lot of respect for that. But I think what some people maybe fail to realize is when you buy a Cajun, we build all our lights right here at my house in a shop behind it. And everything, if you want something different, you know, or at a show or whatever, if I have the time, because sometimes we get so busy we can't get them all done
swapped
in that time frame, because it takes switching resistors around and repinning switches or whatever it may be. But that's something we do. I mean, we can customize your light if you want two reds or three whites. Or I had one fella that wanted three reds and one white and whatever you want. I mean, we build all these lights ourselves. We custom make them. So, and we pin the switches and we wire it up and set the clicks just like you want it, just like y'all just said. And I mean, that's something we pride ourselves on, is it's a USA made light. It's made by us. And when I sit down in that shop, you know, you tell me what you want and, you know, and you get it, it's exactly what you ordered. And it's nothing but a phone call to say, hey, I just ordered a light. I want, you know, my 2 watts to come on first, and then a medium or a low and high beam to come on next. And then when you click back, you got a high red and a high amber, or all I want is red, or whatever it may be. I mean, our goal at the end of the day is customer satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we strive and try to be one of the top light builders in the U.S.
You know, and I've bought about every light made.
He's telling the truth.
Stacy's bought every light made, every boot that has been made, every dog year that's been bred. He's had it all.
And I have to say, it's the only light I've never had no issue with.
Oh,
I've never had to have it worked on.
No.
That's what I was about to jump into. And I mean, I like to see, I think I see myself as a pretty hard hunter.
Yeah.
And that my light has never even once failed on me. And I'm hunting these lights from dark to daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not easy on them. I ain't gonna lie. They get thrown in the back of the trucks and everything else, and they're built like tanks.
They are.
But I don't just coon hunt with it. I fish with it. I hunt with
it. Oh, we had ours in the crawl space the other day.
I farm with working under houses with them. I mean, we take them everywhere.
And it's the same light that I coon hunt with.
Same light.
So I take it off the job site and go spend all night in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never really advertised this a lot, but I do advertise it on a website, and we offer a discount if you're a first responder. Myself, you know, my whole family has been involved in the emergency service field all their life, from my granddaddy to my parents to my brother and sister and pretty much everybody in our family, even Nick, you know, he's a first responder. And, you know, we offer discounted with that, as long as you provide ID, because there's enough crooked people out here that try to screw that up.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a fire call not too long ago, and I rolled up on scene, and I ain't gonna get into a lot of details of it, but it was an overturned tractor and trailer. And when I rolled up, a lot of the boys in the fire, there was 3 guys there that had Cajun lights on working. I'm like, this is pretty cool, you know. Mm-hmm. Not that it had anything to do with me, but just the simple fact that I was able to provide the durability and confidence that them guys could work underneath them lights meant a lot to me. And, you know, with laws and regulations and everything else, I know that probably can be frowned on upon some, But I will say that we do offer a first responder and military discount because we support this country, because these lights are made in the U.S. And if you can provide us with the right credentials, we'll give the discount code when you check out and save you a little bit of money just as a thank you for what you do. Because as a first responder, you can be sitting there eating supper with your family or be in church with your family or whatever it may be, and the tones hit on your pager or whatever, and you got to go.
Mm-hmm. That's a good deal.
Or laying in bed or whatever it may be, and, I mean, you got to get up and roll, and that's part of our thank you, because we understand, because we live that life.
That's good. And those lights, like you said, you don't ever think about, is he going to work right? They're solid. I mean, they're solid lights.
No, and I mean, a lot of guys that I know, they buy backup lights and everything. I've never once had to buy a backup light, afraid mine wouldn't last a late round or afraid it'd go out on me mid round. And I will say these lights, I mean, I've hunted two nights on them. Easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, all night long, two nights. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
Kyle, you need a backup light. Baby needs some new shoes.
Yeah.
I used to be the world's worst. Whenever we was going somewhere, I'd always make sure I took two, because I have a couple lights, and then Kyle, he'd have one, and I'd always make sure I took two just in case.
There's no need in that.
We don't worry about it no more.
Don't do it no more.
And I mean, this ain't just like pleasure hunting or anything. I mean, when we're on the road, I mean, and we're in these hunts, there's not no $60 on the line anymore in some of these hunts. There's thousands of dollars and world titles on the line, and we don't have it. We have zero doubt in these lights.
My daddy will tell you this. He would buy a Cajun light right now just off the fact that I have not had any trouble with it, because he told me years ago, he said, you're the only man I've ever seen that could beat an anvil to pieces with a corn cob and have enough corn to make a meal.
I'll have to remember that one. That's a good one.
Mama used to tell me you're the only person to tear up an anvil with a rubber mallet when I was young.
But now, as far as lights, and you may not want to say anything or anything yet, LW, but have you got anything on the horizon that you want people to
What's being brewed?
You got anything, or do you want to keep it in the, you want to keep stirring the pot yourself right now, or do you want to bring anything out that may be about to premiere?
We're working on something. I will say that. I mean, we're always working on something, but the problem is we believe in anything we work on goes through a hard test to make sure it'll pass all the qualifications that we require. And just like Nick said, I mean, he's one of the first ones that can try it, because if he can be tore up, he's going to tear it up. So I do want it to be tore up. I want it to be run through the reamer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget.
I see where it failed.
One night I don't remember which flight it was, and my daddy walked in the shop, and he's like, what in the world do you got going on here? And I mean, I had lights glowing everywhere in there. I'm like, I'm trying out some new stuff on lights. He's like, okay, I hope it works out. I'm like, you know, you're trying different things, and, you know, and I'll say this in respect to all light builders here in the U.S., is there is thousands, and I'm not talking hundreds, I'm talking thousands of dollars spent into inventing, or not inventing, but creating a new light, I guess would be the best way to speak. I mean, like, this light I'm working on right now, there's no telling how many thousands I've got tied up in it right now. I really don't want to put it on paper, because it would probably break my heart.
Research and development.
Yep, research, there you go. I think I paid it was like $3,000 or $4,000 the other day for a bunch of new stuff I'm trying on one that's coming with this new light. But you want to run it. You want it to, you know, all these lights sitting here and they just burn, and you make sure they hold up, and you put it in a few people's hands that are going to that are like your hellions, I guess you would call them, that would, the ones that would tear it to pieces if it could be tore to pieces. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That'd be Kyle and Nick.
Kyle and Nick.
My thing is when we build a light, and I've said this before to people, and maybe on a podcast before, when I build a light, when it leaves this shop, I appreciate you, but I never want to see it again. So I want to build it as tough as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
now, that ain't good for business, because if they don't ever call you again, then you feel like you've built a good light. But at the end of the day, when they get ready for a new one or that one wears out, or whatever, like, hey, that was a good light. I want another light like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you build an expectation.
He's in for the long haul now, because he's wanting you to buy a light in 2025 when the new one comes out, and then you be looking for another one in 2035.
I know. Well, but like I said, you spend that kind of money testing and trying out and put something out really good. Sometimes people's going to grab them anyway. I mean, people want the next best thing out anyway. Oh, so yeah. Stacy's that way. I mean, he'd have a light that he knows is going to last, and you put that next one on the market, he's going after it.
One thing that I've really seen with the Cajuns is the consistency on all these lights. Well, you can lay 25 Cajuns on a table, and you flip all the main beams on, they're all the same.
They're the same.
You turn on all the colors, they're all the same. And that's a big thing, and that shows the quality of them being built. Is the consistency of every light. They're all the same.
Mm-hmm. Holding to the tight.
Well, every one that's made, I can honestly say, runs through my hands when they get done.
And that's a big deal. I mean, when you got the owner of the company telling you that I'm going to touch those lights, I'm going to sign off on it or say bless it. I mean, that's a big deal.
Well, I'm trying to find some right now to share with you. Go ahead, Nick.
I'm gonna do a little spoiler alert. No. So last year, and I'm going to make all y'all happy. So I did get LW to go with me one night last year. He had Country, the blue dog he bought from y'all, and I had a little flock female that I got off Mr. Bill and off of Lazarus. And she's doing really well, and she blowed right over the top of the coon. He followed her up and treated. So we went in, and we're shining the tree, and it's a big pine tree, bushy pine tree. I break the thermal out, find the coon, and I'm looking at it with my light, and I turn my light down, I told LW, and so I'm running somewhat of a prototype of a new light, and I told LW, I said, turn your light on bright. He said, it is on bright. I had mine on the second click, and it was brighter than his on wide open on the blinder.
And these are four-click main beams.
Yep, four-click main beams. And I told him, I said, is your light charged? He said, yeah, your light is that much brighter than mine. And so if that is a testament to the research and development of what he's trying to do, is I am running something that he has had for now going on 9-10 months, because this was, I think it was in March when we were actually doing this. And so I've been running this light since February, and we're just tweaking it. But that's the type of stuff that he's looking into. But, if you've got a blinder right now, get ready. That's all I can tell you.
So what you're saying, this new light's going to chap the hind end off of a coon at 20 feet up.
I can tell you this. I have shined this light that I've got, and we're hunting a lot of swamps. I don't carry a compass anymore. I've got a Garmin, or I can track myself by rear end prints in the mud on the way out. So when we come out of some of these places, and a lot of times I can throw that light on its high setting on a coon to sitting on a limb, and it'll, in all honesty, it's almost too bright. in all honesty. I mean, it's that bright. But we've got guys in Georgia right now that have bought these lights that are chasing big gators, and they were using other lights, and they've called us and ordered lights and said, hey, these are by far the brightest lights that we've ever used. We're spotting gators at 300 yards.
My God.
And on top of that, the red light on those, James Hudson that has Hound's Tales podcast, he is using the red lights to spot game down trails, judging field trials, and they have done a lot of stuff, and they're using the red lights so they don't spook the game and turn it, and then they're turning their main beam on, judging dogs down a trail 100 yards away. And which, now, I can go ahead and tell you, I can't see good enough to do that. I ain't like Stacy. I can't spot a coon. Me and Johnny are right there together. Me and Johnny had to get our bifocals out to spot him. If it weren't for a thermal, I might not be able to find them.
I'm right there with you on that one. I'm in that group.
That's called age.
Stacy's our age, too.
I
don't know how he does it.
I don't know.
That's impressive. I mean,
he's got a knack.
That's got us... we've already kind of heard a little bit of this where we talk, but that's I'm excited to see some of them start getting out of here. That's going to be –
Well, my thing is, you know, we try to run through a really hard test before I come out with them. I mean, I could have come out with it with all the mokes, but I ain't 100%. I got a couple more tweaks I'm ready to do to it, and it'll be ready when I feel like I'm comfortable with it, because like I told you earlier, I don't want a light to come back to me, mm-hmm. you know,
but that,
over
that,
something like that.
That point, though, that you just made, that goes back to what we've been talking about the whole time. You're standing behind this stuff. I mean, we've talked about it, you know, asking the question if something was going to be ready at Automokes, but you're not ready for it until it's beyond proven. You're proving this thing out over and over.
Well, and that's the way we look at it. So I was looking at this while Nick was talking. So in 1989, an American Cooner, and I got to get this picture to pull up right. You're talking about the price of lights. So the Cajun Rambo was $310 in 1989. And with the walking light was $325. And if you wanted to flicker extra, that was $10 more. So you were looking $335. Look where we are with lights now.
So light inflation. Is zero.
I mean, that's almost 40 years. I mean, we're real close.
The inflation is zero.
I know, and we're still at the same price. So you talk about inflation in the country and where the price of lights are, we're still where they were in 1989, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's like selling a light for $600 now.
That's really, that's where honestly, they really should be. Although.
Yeah.
We've always said you
do hunters ourselves. We're hunters ourselves, and we pride ourselves on what we make, and we want the best bang for your buck, and that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we try to back it with, if something happens to it, the best customer service you could ever ask for, and we really try that, and that's where we sit.
Yeah, and we'll tell you, we have zero issue with recommending a Cajun light to anybody, because, like I said, we've seen how they operate. We've seen how the customer service has been on them, and we would highly recommend them to any of our listeners that are shopping for a light. Definitely give these lights a chance. Call us. I mean, we're all available. Send us a message on Facebook or whatever, and I'll give you my phone number. And
Jason's phone number. mine is off the hook.
If it's Elite Nutrition, you're going to Kyle.
Oh,
but no, we'll tell you what we think about them.
And I'll tell you this.
Want. I mean, we want, you know, to call us and say, hey, I like your lights, but I want this. Like y'all asked me for on your clicks for your switches and stuff, mm-hmm. you know. I don't want them to think that it's only y'all. You can call me when you order a light and say, hey, OW, I want a low and a high main beam, and I want my walk lights to flip forward, you know, in the full position. Because we build these switches. We buy the switches, and we pin them and solder them up just like you want them. So that's what I want customers to realize that, hey, if you want something out the gate, we're building this stuff daily. I mean, you know, we can hardly keep up with orders, but I want y'all to realize that, hey, we build all this stuff by our hands right here in our shop and our backyard. And if this is what y'all want, we can do it.
Yeah, that's what the customers need to keep in mind. I mean, they can have a custom light. No issue. You've heard it straight from the man that's making it.
With nothing but a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Jason, I want to throw this out there, and LW might get on me a little bit about this, but I'm going to throw out a big spoiler alert.
We like spoilers.
We don't have one. Now we have two.
Okay. So, spoiler alert, we have actually... I know everybody probably knows what Kyle has done this past year with RIP, and I mean top 24 at the TOC, and I mean has done big things. The limb hanging kennels have done big things with the Blue Dogs, but he's looking at doing a Kyle Oakes edition to where it'll have a two extra battery packs that you can mount to their ears.
There we go. keep going. I'm liking this.
I thought this was going to be something else for a minute. I'm really, it's heading down a...
I thought he's like, well, they actually come out with a lot named after me, you know?
No, it just got real good. Just keep on going.
He's like the Grinch. It weren't his heart grew, his head grew.
At least put a kill switch on it.
We'll do whatever you want, buddy.
At least put a kill switch.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. See, hey, we've made kill switches. I got a couple customers that... Well, I had a customer. He was in Indiana. And he's probably just as loyal customer as he's asked. And he's like, hey, LW, I want a kill switch on my light. He said, because I get on grain ain't supposed to be in sometime.
There we go. Uh-huh.
He said, and I just want to get black real quick.
That's like, right. You sure that customer wasn't Kyle in the background doing some fake call?
No, I'm Kyle. I can promise you I'm Kyle. I ain't never heard Kyle talk like this guy does.
Well,
he knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Oh, you don't know.
We've heard this same conversation.
This dude has run me up and down over shipping sometimes. But, I mean, he buys everything that he needs right from us, from collars to leashes to thermals and... You know, everything that we carry, boots, I mean, he is about the most loyal customer a business could ask for. But he does not mind to call you and give you the devil at 6 o'clock in the morning. Like you just getting up good and you're like, hold on just a minute, let me open my eyes before you start chewing on me this hard. That's just the type of guy he is. But he told me one day, he called me, and he was in a good mood. He was like, hey, he said, I want a light with a kill switch. He said, because sometimes I get on places I ain't supposed to be. He said, and if I see somebody coming, I just want to hit a switch and kill it right there. I'm like, I can make it happen. He's like, really? I'm like, absolutely. And I built it for him, and he'll call me from time to time, and he'll still remind me of all the screw-ups that's happened with shipping and everything else. But he's like, I do love that light where I can just kill it anytime I want to.
You just really opened up my territory.
That is very nice.
But actually, though, that's nice when you hollow one. You don't worry about the laser and stuff flipping on in the box and stuff. If you're traveling a long way, that would be
nice. It'd be good. Kill switch would be nice.
It would be nice.
But we've heard this.
Y'all are worried about your lights going dead. I'm more worried about going to jail.
We've had this same conversation.
LW, what's the you in on that one?
Yeah, we've had this conversation.
Yeah, Nick knows about it.
So, I know we're getting probably close to time, but I'm going to throw this out there. We appreciate everything that y'all have done and y'all pushing the lights and y'all torture testing lights, especially Kyle. Because Kyle falling down mountains and you don't never know what Kyle's going to do. But we really, really, yep. We really appreciate the friendship and the support that y'all have given us this past year.
No, and that's a mutual feeling on this side. Like I said, lights and that aside, I think we've We've all became good friends, and I enjoy shooting regularly.
I mean, with Cajun, this is being partners with y'all. It's never felt like business. It's always felt like a friendship. If that makes sense to anyone, this is. Amen. I mean, we talk business. I mean, it is. I mean, this is a business aspect, but it's always been like a friendship. I mean, anytime we talk with anything, as far as the podcast or anything.
Mm-hmm. We had a ball when hanging out us together up at Autumn Oaks. I think it worked out very good. I mean, hey, you guys, you healed my dog over the course of those 3 days. What'd you think about that too? Was that not mind blowing at the change that stuff did?
That was pretty awesome. I will say that.
That was a testament,
Nick, on that to side, and you know, that's the thing about I will say about Nick. He knows he's a part of the team, and he knows when he can try things and see things. And taking a picture of the before and after that was absolutely amazing. What he did with that dog with the Elite product.
It was just. What's my product? Is it Ultraflex that I'm giving right now?
Yeah, you're on Ultraflex. That's what you've been giving to Joker, and Hudson hates you for it.
He hates me for it. So I don't know if you heard that, LW, but we kept him on that a little bit after where he had the infection and so forth, and I kept him on it for 2 weeks. And Hudson come in the other night, and he said, get him off of that stuff. He said, he has walked my guts out. He said, I can't even keep up with the dog. So we're going to back him up.
You know, a lot of people want to understand why we promote Elite. And I think the biggest reason is because a lot of it's all natural.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's to me, that's a big thing because there's so many chemicals and synthetics in it and stuff in it nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
There is so many great products they offer, and we use them weekly on the bear dogs and coon dogs. And I mean, I run them every day right here with the coon dogs, but I mean, even when I'm bear hunting with Nick and stuff, we're running them daily. And it blows my mind to see how good they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's coming from not only a company that's selling it, but a company that's utilizing it.
Absolutely.
Or using the product.
And that's what we were just talking about on my dog. If anybody that's listening wants to know about that, send me a message, because Hudson had went up to Autumn Oaks. Prior to Autumn Oaks, he went over to our buddy's Dan's house in Illinois, and as you know, it's that late summer bean fields and stuff, and the dog, you boys can attest to it, he looked awful when he got to Autumn Oaks. So Hudson had been up there hunting Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, showed up over there Thursday, and he did not look like the dog that left my house. Eyes swollen up, ears looked awful. And Nick was like, we need to use this and this. And he started pulling out the stuff, and we started treating him Thursday. And by the time I got him home Sunday, I was like, wow. And by Tuesday, I took a picture and sent it back to the boys. And I said, you are not going to believe what this dog looks like. He looks like he had never left the kennel. He didn't look like he'd been in the woods. I mean, he was totally healed up.
Oh, yeah. And that's – I like to touch on Elite for a second. I think it was me and Johnny. It was the first, I think, Autumn Oaks we ever went to. We passed the Elite Nutrition booth. I think as they first came out with it, and we was reading on it and stuff. I looked at Johnny, I said, ain't no way. I said, this stuff can't be real. I mean, healing dogs, no side effects of healing them of tick disease and stuff like that. There's no way. And we was even skeptical about it this year, starting with some of the products, and it works. And I've had people tell me, oh, it's snake oil. There's scientific research and documentation that backs this up. That's why I was telling people at Autumn Oaks, and I was asking about the tick disease and the tick treatments and stuff. I can pull vet records from not just us, but from listeners of before and after. It don't put it in dormant. It kills it. I mean, and it will eliminate these tick diseases. And it's the products work. Every one of their products, and even the human stuff. I sold some. I think it was Cell Ink. And Vitacell to this one man, and he has really bad arthritis. He said he's a new man. Within 2 weeks, he is a new man. He said he wakes up every morning and his hands don't hurt. They're not stove up. His arms work.
And he's been coming back and reordering.
Yeah, he's a returning customer. He said this stuff is amazing. He even went to his doctor, and his doctor couldn't even believe it. So I mean, that's just a few testimonies of the Elite Nutrition. It works.
Nick pretty much works the Elite side when we're at like Autumn Oaks and a lot of shows. I mean, Nick works at, and say firsthand that I'm knowledgeable on it, but I'm not as knowledgeable as Nick. So he hears a lot of these testimonies that you're talking about now, and he uses it just like I do, you know, but, you know, he uses it with bear dogs and coon dogs versus me just coon dogs. And it's two different worlds if you're, you know, you get out there and get with a nasty bear or something like that. I mean, I bear hunt with him. And when we come back to the yard and put them in the kennel, man, we're going through them dogs thoroughly and making sure they're ready for the next day or whatever it may be. I mean, whether it's a cut or something gets slapped or whatever it may be. I mean, but this is good stuff. I mean, you know, it's not only a sales pitch, it's because we use it ourselves. And that's one thing I can say about Cajun is, myself or Nick, either one, I mean, we utilize this product daily.
Mm-hmm. And one, I know, as Nick said a minute ago, we are, so you guys worried about time, having time, something to talk about. We've already talked almost an hour and a half, but I wanted to bring that up. We talked about all these different things. For all the listeners out there, we keep saying Cajun Lights. It's Cajun Lights. That's our thing, but it's not. It's Cajun Outdoors. You guys carry everything. You've got full lights options. You got the Elite Nutrition. You got a full stocked store. If it's hound hunting related, you guys can kind of take care of it.
And I'll say this to top that off: if we ain't got it and you want it, call me. You know, call me personally. Say, hey, I'm looking this, and I feel like we can get it at that point in time.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, we had a, you know, kind of just to see the spread of it at Autumn Oaks alone. You had Cajun Outdoors sitting there. You had Yoder sitting over there in your booth. You had us there being pissed. And you got Elite Nutrition right there beside. I mean, it's, you've got the option to get kind of any needs you have related to hound hunting. It's all right there.
And the great thing about it is between the staff and, you know, the two that's talking to you tonight, we utilize 100% of that all the time. So we know it works. It ain't just some BS that somebody's trying to sell you. We use that daily.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've always been a firm believer, if we can't use it or it don't work for us, why should I even sell it? And everything that we carry, we use.
Absolutely.
You know, like Yoder. I mean, myself and Nick both run Yoder a lot. We run our own stuff, you know, through Cajun. And then all the Elite Nutrition and medicines and whatever it may be, we utilize that stuff daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can talk to somebody with experience versus you're not sitting here reading off of a script of this is what it's supposed to do. You know what it does.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been busy days where my phone won't quit ringing and somebody call me about something, and I'll text Nick, and he's working too, you know, and he's like, hey, call this fella here, and he'll talk to him, and I'll see the order come through, and, you know, because he's you know, he's familiar with the products. It ain't just like it's a salesman, you know, from another country. I mean, this is people that hunt and live it every day just like they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can tell you how it works on 20 head of bear dogs, not two Boykin Spaniels.
I knew that was coming from somewhere. I was waiting for it.
But also, and this is something I'm going to throw out there, and LW probably throw his out there also. If anybody's got any questions, my personal phone number is 252-394-0712. That's 252-394-0712. You can call me. Leave me a voicemail because I've got a lot of people trying to sell me Medicaid and Medicare insurance right now. So leave me a voicemail if I don't answer.
And it's in the car care.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't had it. No, they know all my vehicles are old enough now that I don't need any warranty. But
Stacy's the one that needs that.
Yeah, Stacy needs car care.
I'll answer any questions I can for you, and L will give you his personal number. You can call us anytime. We'd love to talk to you. Tell us. I've got a bear dog right now. He was 42 pounds when he went to the vet. A month ago, I've had him on the tick treatment he's got, or tick disease treatment. He's got Ehrlichia. He is now, I'm treating him for 60 pounds. He's never been that big. He's gaining weight. He's bounced around in a pen. He acts 10 times better. He's been on it 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's made a huge difference in his eating. And if you want to talk about any of the products, I'll be glad to talk to you. Love to talk to you. Love to hear from you. And we'll, if I can't get you the answers you want, and LW give you his phone number, if he can't get you the answers you want, we'll get you an answer if we've got to Google it.
Mm-hmm. We got Chip's phone number.
Google it or call a supplier. I mean, both of us have access to the suppliers of a lot of this stuff. And if we don't know the answers directly, we will get you an answer. But we utilize all this stuff. So most of the time, I'll say a good 99% of the time, we know the answers to this stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's fine.
We use it. Yeah, and we use it. I mean, it's, you know, it's no different than the Garmin XL. You know, people call me and like, hey, you got one of these? Absolutely. We use it every weekend when we run dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes a difference, you know, because we're in the field that you're wanting and you're utilizing. We do the same thing every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We utilize these products, and that makes, to me, that makes a big difference.
It does. I mean, I don't know how many times I've called Nick and said, okay, here's my problem. What do I need to try? And he's put me, you know, and it worked. I mean, it's been the right stuff every time. So yeah. It's one of those.
He's sharp. I will give him, I mean, he is sharp with it. And I have talked to customers sometimes because I'm not the one that's going to tell you something I ain't 100% about. And I'm like, Nick, and I'll give him the phone number he just give you. And Nick will talk to him or he'll call him back or whatever. And, you know, he just, there's so much going on with us right now with Cajun, and we're growing, and just all the new products we're carrying, especially with this Elite and everything else. But, I mean, if you want to know about Garmin, or if you want to know about dog food, or you want to know about whatever, you know, we've got it, and we utilize every bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's wondering, Sharp, that is the answer for Alex. I'll take Nick. Things that Nick has been called for 200.
Well, he's winning the game, Mr. Alec. So, but no, guys, you got anything?
While he's talking, I'll give my number. It's 252-862-5854. That's 252-862-5854. That's my cell phone number. So if any of y'all have questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Y'all just give myself or Nick a call. And, you know, if you don't get Nick, call me. Leave him a voicemail. But we communicate enough together that if one gets a voicemail and the other one can't answer it at that time because we're tied up with another customer, we're good with that. And I will say he's sharper on some things than I am, and that's fine. But we're both pretty much familiar with everything we have in the store.
We talking about like sharp as a razor or like a butter knife?
Butter knife is a razor, buddy. Butter knife. So if you talk to both of us in the same day, you'll get a quarter of a brain.
There we go.
Do we want to throw Kyle's phone number out there just for meanness while we're at it?
Apparently everybody already knows it.
I'm scared it's on dating apps already.
Yeah, all you got to do is look at it.
I'd be concerned if all these guys were contacting me through these dating apps.
Hey, it's a strange world we live in now. I've seen a thing today said, what did it say? Let's teach our kids to change oil, not genders. I'm just saying.
That's truth. That is the truth. So, but guys, we've appreciated being able to sit down and talk with you and let the listeners kind of get a little background on Cajun. But like I said, we fully support the lights and all the gear, and we again, thank you for everything you do to help us, and we're just having fun. I mean, it's helping us. You know, this is a hobby that coon hunting's not a cheap hobby, that's for sure. So
it's a job.
Well, I'll say this to top all that off. You know, hunting in general, it's all about camaraderie. Not only just us, because we have a good time together, but you know, hunters should feel like they're confident in calling other hunters and feeling like they're getting honest opinion. opinion on something.
Yes,
and I agree with that. That's where myself and Nick really strive for. You know, if we don't think it's going to work for you, I don't want to sell it to you because I don't want you to come back to neither one of us later and say, hey, that didn't work.
So,
and myself and Nick both strive on honesty and like, hey, I don't know that we got anything that's going to help you. Well, at least you can't come back and say, well, that didn't work because we're that honest with you, you know?
See, I try to be that way with Stacy about dogs. He don't like my honesty when it comes to
He does. A lot of times if you tell him it's a good idea, then he won't do it. Yeah, but if you tell him it's a bad idea, he'll do it out of spite.
Reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology. That's what we do with him. So, any last things you want to cover on, or are we good for this episode?
We appreciate everyone that supports us, everyone that stops by the show and says hello and shakes our hand and just lets us know who they are. We appreciate all of that. We just appreciate everything that's helped us get to the point where we are today.
Absolutely. All right, guys, we'll call it a wrap on this one. Everybody have a good night and appreciate you listening to another episode.